Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 2, 1804, day 112 of the expedition. Camped at a yellow clay bluff, 4 miles upstream. Captain Clark wrote the usual about the weather and the view, but today the appearance of a fortification interested him, and he detained the entire party while he satisfied his curiosity. He writes about what he saw.
I went out and made a survey of the ancient works, which is situated in a level plain, about 3 miles from the hills, which are high. In the course of 533 yards, a deep pond of 73 yards diameter, perfectly round, is in the course of the bank, which is 8 feet high. A bank about the same height runs near the river, and must have joined the main work at a part which is now washed into the river. I cannot form an idea how those two long works were joined. I am informed by our French interpreters that a great number of those antique works are in different parts of this country, on the Platte River, Kansas, Jacques, Osage, and Mine River. Captain William Clark, September 2, 1804.
Clark conducted an elaborate survey of the fortifications mentioned and took them to be artifacts comparable to those left behind by mound builders in the Ohio Valley. Lewis used military terms to describe the so-called fortifications. Both captains were misled by their military training regarding origins of these features. We now know that these terrain features are natural sand ridges. Clark also has a note in today's journal that Shannon and the man Coulter sent out after him has not yet joined us. Tomorrow, finally, signs of Shannon and Coulter.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Narration by Hal Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.